The Golden Touch. Story by Nicholas Brash. Illustrated by Amanda Dawson. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1. King of a Large Land. A long, long time ago, there lived a king. His name was King Midas, and he ruled over a large land. He was a good king, much loved by his people, but he had one downfall. He knew that other kings had far more money than he did, and he wished that he was as rich as them. One day, King Midas was walking through his palace garden when he saw a man asleep in a flower bed. King Midas woke the man and asked,
"What are you doing here?"
The man got a shock. He had never met the king before, and he knew that he was in big trouble.
"I have no money for food or shelter,"
the man told the king.
"I have nowhere else to go."
Chapter 2. An Act of Kindness. King Midas took pity on the man and took him back to the palace. There, he made sure that the man had lots of food and drink. He also gave him a warm bed to sleep in for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, King Midas gave the man some money and sent him on his way. The man was very grateful. Watching over this act of kindness was Dionysus, one of the gods. Dionysus appeared before King Midas and said,
"Your act of kindness will be rewarded. I grant you one wish."
King Midas saw that finally he had a chance to be richer than all the other kings he knew.
"I want everything I touch to turn to gold," he told Dionysus.
"I'm not sure that's such a good idea,"
Dionysus said.
"Are you sure you don't want something else?"
"Nope, that's what I want," King Midas said.
So Dionysus granted King Midas his wish. Chapter 3. The Golden Touch. King Midas decided to try out his new power. He reached down and picked up a rock. It turned to gold. He picked a flower, and it turned to gold too.
"This is fantastic,"
King Midas said to himself. At dinner time, King Midas sat in front of a huge feast. His excitement had made him very hungry. But as he picked up a chicken leg, it turned to gold. He could not eat it. Then he grabbed a bunch of grapes, and it turned to gold too. King Midas called for his daughter. When she arrived, he said,
"Please feed me or I will starve."
The king's daughter picked up a fig and put it in the king's mouth. As he ate the fig, he touched his daughter's hand. She turned to gold.
"Oh no!" he screamed. "What have I done?"
Chapter 4. Happily Ever After. King Midas called out to Dionysus. Dionysus appeared before him again.
"Please remove my wish," pleaded the king. "I was so greedy and now I am so unhappy."
"I can remove your wish,"
Dionysus told him.
"But if I do, you will be poorer than you were before."
"That's fine," said King Midas. "Please do it now." Dionysus removed the wish. King Midas was poorer than he had ever been before, but he was much happier as well. Unlike many kings, he now knew that there were far more important things than money.